Well, thank you so much for listening to this bonus podcast. As you may or may not know, a few weeks ago, I just felt prompted to say, I don't want to just talk to people on the weekends. I want to throw a bonus one out there, especially along the lines of money, how to be financially successful, how to be in charge of your life. A couple of days ago, I was at a car dealership because a friend of mine owns a bunch of dealerships in St. Louis. And he said, hey, check this out. It was a really, really awesome big sedan. And it was the L version, the long version. So in the back, it felt like a limo and it had its own moonroof and heated seats and chilling machines. It was unbelievable. And he said, this is the CFO edition, the CFO, the chief financial officer. And that made me think, you know what, on the podcast, I'm going to tell them about that, the CFO edition, because that's exactly what it says on my system. God spoke to me years ago and said, teach people how to be the CFO of their life, the chief financial officer of their life. Obviously, CFOs make a lot of money. They're in charge of a lot of money. But guess what? You're the CFO of your life. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, being the chief financial officer of your life. Also want to thank you guys for subscribing to the podcast here and actually writing a review. It's really making a difference. If you do that for me today, I would love it. So being the chief financial officer of your life really kind of looks like this. You have to understand the sequential order of money, understanding that money has a currency. They call it currency because it needs to flow somewhere. And knowing the difference between good debt and bad debt's a big deal. Understanding what's smart and what's not smart. So let's talk about that for just a second. When I was looking at these cars, part of the reason why I was there was a friend of mine was with me, and he was kind of thinking about buying a car. And my other buddy was with me, and he said, man, I don't have a car payment. I love it. But his air doesn't work, and the car's breaking down, and he's spending money on the car all the time. And I said, let me tell you a story. I said, this guy happens to be a pastor. And I said, your kids, how old are they now? And he told me they're up in their teens. Teens like cars a lot, right? And so I said, well, your kids someday, do you want them to be in ministry? And I knew the answer to this. Oh, yes. Have you trained them for ministry? Oh, yes. I said, let me paint this picture. A few years from now, they're working at Monsanto or they're working at Citibank. And they're like, why aren't you in ministry like your father? And the kid's going to say, man, I was driving to work one day with my dad, and he'd been a minister of the gospel for years, and it was 110 degrees in St. Louis, and sweat was rolling down the back of my neck, and I made myself a promise. I'm never going to be a preacher if you can't have air conditioning and you can't be blessed. Do you want that for your kid? The car salesman's looking at me like, man, you're good, right? Where do I sign? But he realized, hey, there's a good way to buy a car and a bad way to buy a car. So I taught him a lesson. I said, you don't want to go buy that CFO car over there because it's way too much. You're going to lose way too much money. But we could buy a car of lesser loss, because every time, you know as well as I do, you go as the chief financial officer of your life and you go buy a car, you're going to spend too much money. One of the reasons why you're going to do that, and I talk about it in my financial system, is because they don't sell the price of the car. They sell a car payment. Front of the car, it doesn't say anymore how much the car is. It just says $359, $499, $699, right? Finance this car for 60 months. No, that's going to take too long. It's going to interest eats up the fruit of your labor. I talk about that in my system, not so much in the book, but the whole system, the Solving Your Money Problems system. You can actually go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com and find all this out. The big box that you would be shipped in the mail, it says real big across the back, CFO, be the chief financial officer of your life. So anyway, I told this guy, I said, what you need to do is look at and say, I'm not buying a car payment. I want to find out what this car was valued at. This particular car that he was looking at sold for, and when it was new in 2015, it sold for almost $100,000. And he could buy this car, you do the math, here we are in 2020, he can buy the 2015 with 20,000 miles on it, and he can buy it for $39,000. Wow, somebody lost their pants on that deal, right? It still looked brand new. It hardly had any miles. It was barely broken in. It didn't have a scratch on it. It was unbelievable. And I told the guy, your kids are really going to love the air. Your kids are going to want to be a preacher, because he can actually afford that car and somebody else took the big loss. Does that make sense? See, that's why the Bible said that wisdom is the principal thing. Other people go, no, I want a brand new car. I want people to know it's a 2020. Well, no, I don't care. You want to get out of debts, what you want. And so we know that a car is a depreciating asset. But at the same time, you want to have a reliable car. You want to have a dependable car. And you want to, let's talk about this for a second. You want something that does make you feel good. Right? Now, you don't want that feel good thing to dominate your whole life. Like you've heard me say, don't allow your happiness to be in someone else's head. So in other words, you're not buying a car to impress other people, but you do want to have a good quality of life. You want to have some safety. You want to be smart about it. So if you're going to be the CFO, the chief financial officer of your life, these are the kind of things that I talk about in the system. So I encouraged him. He's excited about it and he's going to make these moves forward. You're like, man, for a debt guy, you're encouraging me to go out and get in debt? No, I'm talking about smart debt, because so many times you have made, and other people have made as well, impulse decisions, and they spent money they didn't have to impress people they don't like. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to enjoy our life. Okay. So one of the ways that you can prioritize your finances and have a plan, I talk about that again in the system in the book. I actually map it out for you in the book where I put an actual, budget in there. I talk about everything from the gym membership to all the Netflix subscriptions that you have. And we start taking a hatchet to some of that stuff that you know good and well that you signed up for the gym at $9.95 a month and it's reoccurring. Okay, the reason why it's reoccurring at $9.95 a month is studies have shown, and my friends own a lot of these gyms, studies have shown that if it's less than $10, people will go ahead and leave it. Well, it's only $9.95 a month. And what if I want to go to the gym? But if you haven't been to the gym in 3 to 4 months, let's cut that thing off, right? You know you signed up for it in January. You went in January. You went in February. But my gosh, it's September, and you haven't been back since. We need to cut that. Let's go ahead and walk around the mall without the credit cards as a brisk walk. Let's take a walk down the street. You know, right now you go to the gym, you got to wear a mask anywhere. So, I mean, it's a good time to look and say, as the CFO, just put a hat on. Get yourself a little hat made that says, I'm the CFO. And so go in and as the CFO, do some hard decisions, do some budget cuts. Let's get rid of Netflix. Let's get rid of any unnecessary thing that you don't want, don't need. And you don't use a lot, because you'd be surprised. The Bible says the little foxes spoil the vine. So it's only 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, $100 right there. $20 here, $20 there. You 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Man, that's one of the ways I talk about in the book and in the system about just people listing out their debts. And they actually find out that with all the little bitty things that they were wasting money on, they could have made a car payment. They could have went on vacation. They could have turned the life of the loan of their home from a 30-year amortization to a 15 simply by just pretending for a minute. We don't even have to really be a CFO. Let's just play one on TV today, right? Be the chief financial officer of your life. Again, in solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, you go there and I'll give you all the secrets to escaping the cycle of debt that is killing all the dreams that you have in your life. Okay? And you do it today. Now, again, the importance of understanding the sequence and the flow of money is very, very important. Let's talk for a second about unlocking the blessing on your life. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. I want you to say that with me. Even in the car, in the gym, wherever you are, just say it. Maybe it's weird, but just whisper it. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. When I got around that guy the other day and I started talking to him about expanding his brain, expanding his mindset, expanding his vision, having a better tomorrow, making his kids think that God's good and, you know, we have a great life, all this stuff. He thanked me at the end of the day. He said, every time I get around you, I think bigger. If you get around some people and you go, every time I get around them, I get afraid. The corona's going to get us. COVID's going to get us. 2020's not going good. No, people that think like a true CFO think this is the greatest year of my life. I had lunch a few minutes ago at Annie Guns in Chesterfield. Phenomenal place. They didn't pay me to say that, but it's really, really good. Annie Guns is like the country club of St. Louis. You don't have to pay to get there, but everybody from Bill Dean to, you know, August Bush is sitting there. It's just kind of the spot to be. A little pricey, but it's a neat place to go. And sometimes I eat there with donors. And I was there with a donor, and the donor began to share with me how 2020 has been unbelievable. When everybody else was freaking out, he said, it was my banner year. I was reading the banner year slide. I was saying Jubilee 2020 is the big one. This guy happens to be in the hand sanitizing business. And he was talking about his CFO, who the only thing they understand is numbers. And he said, when I was telling them in 2018 that 2020 was going to be the big one, they said, how do you know? He said, I can't show it to you on paper. And I know you boys like numbers, but my pastor told me that 2020 is going to be the big one. And he said, man, when 2020 hit and COVID hit and we were running multiple shifts, 24 hours a day, and we were making more money, he said, this was a once in a lifetime opportunity. All the wheels come off our organization because we were the third biggest in the world. People were having their Symmetry hand sanitizer in the Astrodome, in the Bush Dome. They were everywhere, all over America, and the little hands. And I even told him, I said, you know, this is so cool because I have them all the time because I have $1 million worth of hand sanitizer because the guy who's the biggest guy goes to our church, right? And I said, I'm going to post this and try to get people. Where's the website to buy it? And he goes, oh, we don't sell them on the web. We don't sell to individuals. In other words, he's making so much money, he doesn't have time to screw around with small peanuts like just American people. I'm telling you that God has the ability, if you get the sequence right, because this guy's a tither and a giver, he always blessed God in such a big way. Now his sequence of putting God first with first fruits and tithing unlocked the greater blessing in his life. Want to hear another one? I'm talking right now about being the chief financial officer of your life. This guy here had read my book and went through my system, and he has a recycling business in Illinois. Does really, 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 really good. And last night, I actually got a report, a financial report from the church, and there was this enormous check that came in. And I know a lot of people don't talk about this, preachers don't talk about this, but I want to bring balance and let you know that if you ever seen the light bulbs at this church, they're huge. Some of our electric bills are $50,000 or $60,000 a month to reseal the parking lot. Just one of them is $100,000. It's crazy how much money. So don't let these numbers scare you. But a big, big check came in, and I texted the guy and I said, "My goodness, what happened?" And he said, "You know how, Pastor, you said that God was going to give debt cancellation? We were going to get loans for 0%. He said there was an opportunity for me to actually buy out another one of my competitors, a recycling guy. He said he actually needed the business more than I needed the business, you know, but he said, I've been working the deal for a while. And then you said, God told me that he's going to give people debt, but with no interest, like interest-free loans. So he said, I told the guy, hey, the terms of our contract are going to change. I'll do it, but the only way I'll do it is if it's 0% interest for 6 years, and I have a 2-year opt. If I decide I don't like the business the first 2 years, I'm out. And the guy signed it. So he said, of course I sent the big check because that's just part of the interest that I would have paid on the first quarter. See what I'm saying right now? The guy said, hey, God, you're good to me. You gave me wisdom. You gave me understanding. You gave me blessings. So as the chief financial officer of my corporation that I'm the president of, he said, I decided to honor God first. Now, it wasn't the first time he honored God. He had been honoring God for so many years that it set him up. It unleashed the greater dream in his life. It rebuked the devourer. It canceled out debt, and it set him in a unique position. And again, you can wish it all you want. Like, wish I was in the hand sanitizing business. Wish I was in the vitamin business. Wish I was in the recycling business. No, you need less wishbone and more backbone and say, you know what? I'm going to do what those guys did. What did they do? They got information that gave them power. They applied the information that changed their life forever. So getting the sequence right is everything. Being a tither, being a giver. In other words, you just get that budget out and say, I'm not going to budge from the budget. I'm not going to budge from the budget. I know those pants look good. Not going to budge. But those high heels, those Louboutin shoes, not going to budge for the budget. Well, I need the new iPhone 24. I'm not going to do it. Oh, well, there's this new app that, no, not going to budge from the budget. Because if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. See what I'm saying? All this is found in my system. The system can be yours simply by going to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. I wouldn't just get the book, I'd get the whole system, because you can get the whole system that could make you millions of dollars and save you countless thousands of dollars for $40. It's a whole system that was actually designed to sell for a corporation for around $300. But I said, I want access to my own stuff. I want to own my own stuff. So now I can just sell it to you for basically what we have in it. So for your gift of the ministry today, all you have to do is go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. Get the system, and it'll tell you step by step how to get out of debt. All right, so that's our bonus podcast for today. We're going to talk more about that next week. In fact, next week I'm going to talk about the importance of the 10-10-80 rule and again, going more into the business cycle in revenue and P&Ls and so on, so you can go from the land of lack to the land of even to the land of prosperity. Because 2020, I could tell you stories all day long about all the miracle stories that have happened for people at our church because they said, I am not participating in recession and COVID. It's against my religion. Remember that in the Bible? The Bible said on one side of the street, there was lice in the land of Goshen. There was no lice. One side of the street, there was frogs in the land of Goshen, no frogs. In other words, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Our Father is a king and he has a kingdom. And he said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things, housing, bling, bling, cha-ching, cha-ching, will be added unto you. So I want you to go today and get a hold of that stuff at solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. Also, last thing, if you don't do anything, I really need you to do this for me. I want you to go down right now and just write a review, because what that does is that elevates the scenario so people can actually see there in the algorithm, so people can actually be exposed to this, because we want to help people, right? It doesn't cost you anything to write a review. So do it right now. I really appreciate it. We'll see you soon.